Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to address David's comment. I mean, there is, even according to the assessment, what, 5,000 metric tons of yellowtail or something like that. And what we've done is everything backwards. We have the area closed to scallop fishing when it has the least yellowtail present. We have the area open southwest of there when it has the most yellowtail present. The yellowtail are in April, May, June, appear to be in that deeper water in 40 fathoms, which is southwest of the closed area 2. It's to the east of the lightship area, south of closed area 1. This year there were scallops out there. So the fleet hit that before the access area was open, and we're right on top of the yellowtail. When the access area opened, there was very little yellowtail in there in April, May, early June, but we didn't have access there. Now, you know, the fleet is getting access into that area starting June 15th, and the abundance of yellowtail, apparently they seem to be spawning in that deeper water, and then they move up probably to feed in closed area too. And they're right on top of the scallops that are there right now. So I really think that we could work towards a solution with proper seasons. I mean, that's I think we need to identify the hot spots, the spawning areas, and use technical measures to keep them closed when the yellowtail are there, and open areas where the yellowtail are not. So that would go a long way towards resolving this. And again, the other measures that we are working on but are not in place yet are opening up the northern edge areas, which is a very low yellowtail area and has 9,000 metric tons of scallops. We have gear, you know, we have research underway with gear designs that reduce the bycatch of flatfish. So there are a lot of tools being developed. So we have a tough year ahead of us, and we just need to figure out the most appropriate way to get through this tough year. But I'm not too worried about the future, to tell you the truth.